lovely, fine, beautiful people. How's everyone doing? This is your host, Philip Heiduk, from Dad Bod to Rad Bod, a 75 Hard Journey. This is our second round of 75 Hard, and today I'm officially on day 17, and I'm feeling pretty good. Slowly getting there, looking a little bit better, definitely feeling better. The fact that I don't have to drink at all, or, you know, I've already encountered a bunch of situations where I could have drank in and I didn't. It's actually amazing how, because I already have some experience with 75 Hard, and I kind of know what it takes from a mental point of view, I've actually been able to make the switch very quickly to being like, no, I can't eat this stuff, from just give me all that food. Yeah, unfortunately, that's what I am if I don't have a strict a schedule or strict rules to tell me what to do and don't do. Even though no one's governing me, no one's telling me you don't eat this, don't eat that. I'm just using the app and my willpower. And that's the fantastic part about 75 Hard. I believe that it works so well for me, and I believe for a lot of people, is just to challenge your demons of eating and drinking and not working out enough and not getting your body ready. And really, you know, the whole obesity pandemic, especially if you're from the US, here in Canada, and, you know, North America, there's a lot of overweight Mexicans as well. I'm not segregating anyone, but there's a lot of people that just don't do the basic stuff in life, which is eat until you're no longer hungry, work out at least 30 minutes a day, and you will basically live as healthy of a life as you can. Otherwise, there are circumstances that may shorten your life, you know, car crashes and that kind of stuff. That's, you know, nothing you can do about that, to be honest. You know, if you look at, I think, what's the documentary that Zac Efron did? If you look it up on Netflix, I think one of the first episodes, they go to like one of the 8 cities that are called the Blue Zones, where people live to 100 years old. And funny enough, drinking alcohol was actually, like, drinking a glass of wine with friends is actually one of the reasons that people live very long. Because basically, if you don't have a social life, you don't have the will to live after a while. But going for daily walks and eating healthy along with a social life is the recipe for these people to live to 100 and be healthy. So if you want to live an active life and you want to be happy, you got to follow those rules. Granted, we can't drink right now, but you don't need to drink to be happy. Trust me, guys. I've done it before. I'm doing it again, and you can do it. So what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to talk about how you can win your week. And oftentimes when I finish 7 days, you know, Monday to Sunday of 75 Hard, I reflect on my week and I say, okay, what happened the last week or so? And I think technically I'm going to start with Saturday. So we're going to talk about, you know, how to maintain your diet, even if you're going to restaurants, even if you're going out all day, because it's going to happen. We're going to talk about what happens when you go to a party. And also, we're going to talk about how you can sneak in some workouts here and there to kind of make your day a lot easier, especially if you're very busy. Right now, I'm actually not incredibly busy with, like, work, so it's a little easier for me. But there have been many times during 75 Hard and other times in my life where I'm just swamped with client meetings. And then when I'm not in meetings, I got to do the research. I got to send the clients all this information and documents and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I totally understand. And you could be someone that could be swamped right now. So a lot of these tips are going to help you out. Sometimes it's going to feel like a little bit of extra work, but trust me, it's going to really save you a lot of time. So let's talk about my Saturday. So today is September 9th. So on Saturday, this Thursday. So on Saturday was September the 3rd. Or today's Friday. Saturday was September the 3rd. And it was a very interesting day because it was actually a very fun day. I didn't have to work or anything like that all Saturday. But I knew that we wanted to go to this water park and take the kids there, have fun. And then after the water park, have a friend's 40th birthday party. So I knew there was going to be a ton of drinking and a ton of shots, all that stuff. And I'll tell you how that went. So basically, the way I had planned the day is I really needed to... because we were on the go right away, right from 9 in the morning, just boom, we're going to leave the house, go to the water park, take the kids there, go have fun, because it was a very warm day, 28 degrees, or maybe 30 degrees Celsius. So it'll probably be like 90, 95 degrees Fahrenheit, somewhere in that area. Very warm day, beautiful day for any kind of pool or water park. So we went there. But what I did is I actually went to sleep relatively early on Friday, woke up at 6 in the morning, lifted weights, then got the kids up right after that. And I actually prepped quite a bit of food. So one of the main themes we're going to talk about is how to avoid cheating on your food. And really the easiest way to cheat on your food, which is really going in tandem with this story, is to just not have food available. So if you went to this water park and you didn't pack any food, it would be very difficult for you to survive, because all they have at these places is like chicken fingers and fries. Yeah, maybe they have salad and stuff, but honestly, like basically they're all hamburgers, chicken fingers, fries, a lot of fries, hot dogs, just the stuff that you, I doubt your diet is gonna let you to eat. And you know, if we're gonna backtrack, the way I handle diet is I have a 7-day meal plan. Okay, this is what I'm supposed to eat for breakfast. This is my snack. Then this is my lunch. Then I have another snack. Then this is my dinner. And then sometimes I can have another snack, right? So generally, the diet I have is created by a professional trainer. So someone that's you know, in my town in Milton, Ontario. Someone here owns a gym, and I have to ask them, give me this diet, and it tells me exactly what to eat. So the way I follow the rules are, is whatever ingredients are, whatever type of food is in my diet, I can eat. So even if you go to a restaurant, right, and you want to get like something to eat at a restaurant, or even potentially at a fast food chain, as long as it's on your diet, it's okay. But I mean by fast food is like basically you cannot eat anything at fast food, like 90% of the time. But on Saturday I did eat something, which I'll get to. So what I've realized is, especially during the first 75 hard, is it is pretty tedious to cook all your meals. And the diet that I have is like, okay, let's say Monday at lunch, I'm gonna have chicken and rice and a bunch of vegetables. And then at dinner, I'm gonna have fish with quinoa, green beans, black beans. That's literally what it says. And like the fish is tilapia, I can have salmon as well. So I can have these types of fish, okay? And what I find is that now I got chicken for lunch, fish for dinner. If I just go by the diet, and then the next day is Tuesday, let's say start Monday, the next day is Tuesday, then all of a sudden I have to eat turkey and something else. It's actually a bit tough to just constantly be available to cook 3, 4 meals a day, because I also have to cook, prepare my kids' lunches for school, and you know, they have to have dinner, they have to have breakfast, and that's on me because I take them to school in the morning. So it obviously depends on your schedule, but what I'm doing this time around is, if like for example, the other day I made, I was like, all right, so I have ground turkey in the fridge, and I cooked all of it. And for breakfast for the kids, we had eggs and ground turkey, right, with some bread or whatever, whole wheat bread. And they like that. I put a little bit of cheese in there. I'm allowed to put a little bit of mozzarella cheese. But the rest of the turkey, I also cooked 1.5 cups of brown rice. So, and I portioned them into 0.5, half a cup each. And I made green beans and black beans as well. Or I think I made broccoli actually this time. So I steamed broccoli with green beans as well, with black beans as well. And so after we ate the breakfast, I have 3 different lunches made for me that I can put in the fridge. And this is the only way, really, I think you can stack the day, is to meal plan. You need to have food available if you're going out places and you're going to be gone for a few hours. The second hardest thing to deal with is when you get hungry. When you get hungry, that's when you start making mistakes. You remember before 75 hard, I certainly do. You know, I'd find like chocolate granola bars and I'd have like 4 of them because I was hungry. Like we'd make terrible plans on how to have constructive, nutritious, rich meals, and then, you know, we're gaining weight, we're not healthy, our skin doesn't look good, all the negative things that come into play. So what I did is Saturday, I packed a whole bunch of food. You know, I have apples, I have fruits, I have containers of food, right? Like the kids will eat it. The kids will eat, turkey and rice. They love rice. They love green beans. Just boom, we'll eat it. They have it. And so you pack all this food. You know, we're there at the water park all day. Anytime I have a break and I'm feeling like, okay, I could eat something, I go back, I take my container, and I eat it. This particular water park, they just don't want glass, so you just have to put plastic containers. Not a big deal, whatever. You know, whatever the situation is that you have to change something up slightly, just deal with it. And we're eating all day, and that's good. I'm not hungry at all. So we get back after the water park. We actually leave my daughter at my in-laws, because she's going to stay there, and we take our son to the party. Now, if you know the party is going to have like just pizza and chicken wings, you are going to have to just eat a meal beforehand. And that's what I do a lot of times when we're heading out somewhere. Especially if, like, say I'm going out with the kids, I'm going to be gone for like 2-3 hours, I think I'm going to get hungry. I just stuff a whole bunch of food down my throat. Chances are you're going to be like, maybe not like full, but like you'd be like, okay, I could eat a little, but I'm not really hungry. Just eat food. Wherever you go, just start eating some food, have an extra snack so you can buy yourself a couple hours so you can go have fun, do your activity, and then be back home, or unless you have food prepared, right? Okay, and now we got to the party, and now the big thing I told you guys last week is tell all your friends you're not drinking, okay? Because the guy that was, my friend that was, his name is Simon, he was having his 40th birthday party. He was, I think, a little upset that I was not drinking with him. I told him ahead of time. I told him like a week ahead, and he still didn't want to believe it. He gave me a drink. He offered me a drink, I would say, honestly, like 15 to 20 times throughout the night. But what I told some of the other guys is, another family that was going to come is, I'm like, look, guys, if you want, I'll pick you up. I'll be the DD. And they were like, yeah, sure. Because between him and his wife, they didn't have to decide who was the DD. So, you know, the three of them with their son and the three of us with our son, we all took one car and we drove them off. Party was great. We had a lot of fun. Honestly, I was as good as possible. I was definitely tired after waking up at 6, working out, and the water park in the sun all day. But I just had a nice big coffee before we got there. And I knew that there was going to be a lot of home-cooked food there. So that ended up being like chicken and salad and potatoes, and I just feasted on that. I didn't touch any of the alcohol. I just drank tons of water. I didn't touch any of the pizza or any of that other stuff. And we made it. We made it throughout the day. Now the thing about the end of the night is we had a lot of fun. I took some extra pictures and videos of people. You know, of course, with their permission. So we had a lot of fun just watching those after, because everyone got really wasted. Not really wasted, but you could tell everyone I was drinking was pretty much drunk at the end of the night. Certainly I could. And all right, we went home. We drove everyone. Certainly even though my friends that got the ride, they were like, wow, I can't believe you didn't drink the whole time, because it was a heavy, heavy, heavy drinking party, like shots and all kinds of stuff. Our kids had fun because they played with each other. There was a bounce castle there. So easy, easy plans. After we got back, after I drove everyone back, it was like 11:45, and I had to do my second workout. I will note that when we went to the party, I had read a few pages of my book, and I just asked my buddy, hey, you know, you're driving there, I'll drive back. Do you mind if I just read the last 5 pages of the book? Because, you know, I didn't really think I wanted to read so late at night. I might be really tired. And so he said, yeah, okay, whatever. So honestly, I took a few minutes, maybe 5-6 minutes. I read those pages and I got it done. So when we got back, after dropped off everyone, we're staying at my in-laws because it was close by to where the party was. And my wife and son went to sleep. I grabbed my headphones and I went for a 45-minute walk. I think I honestly walked for like an hour, all said and done. And I actually stopped off a pizza place. And of course, I had took a little bit of THC off of one of those pens, or let's just say, you know, I got high when I got back, so I was stoned. And of course, yeah, I would love to have pizza, but what this one pizza place has is they have like a shawarma meal, right? Like, so it's basically just grilled chicken, grilled shawarma chicken, rice, and a salad. And if you just don't put any white sauce on there, if you just put hot sauce, for example, which has like almost no calories basically, and it's not bad for you, you can eat all that. And even though I had the munchies late at night, that's what I did. I went for a 40-minute walk, order the pizza, order the, sorry, or, not order the pizza, fail. I ordered the shawarma, asked for no sauce, no high-fat sauce, and then just hot sauce. And went, completed my walk, came back when it was ready, ate it outside, walked a few minutes back home, and then went to sleep. Slept like a champ. So whenever you have these kind of situations, you got to think of, okay, do I have enough food? Prep your food ahead of time. Okay. The whole point why I like 75 hard is that when I'm on, I actually get stuff done right away, right? You wake up, boom, go work out. Oh, you got to pack food? Okay, let's pack food. Kids need food? Okay. We got to do this. We got to prep dinner. I'm on. If I'm off, I get to be a little bit more lazy. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe we'll order some food. Oh, yeah, I'll have some drinks. Oh, we're going to a party. I'll eat whatever they have there, no problem. And then there's nothing wrong with doing that once in a while. But if you're doing that all the time and you can't control yourself, that's why 75 hard is very good, right? And for me, like, I go through ebbs and flows. Sometimes I'll be healthy, sometimes not. But in the end, I'm always going to be an overweight looking dad at around 230 pounds if I don't change my lifestyle completely, right? So that's why I love going to 75 hard. So in terms of the meal prep and all that stuff, I would always have extra food in your fridge just for these events. Even if you just don't feel like cooking one day, you're busy at the office, just boom, put something in the microwave. You got your chicken and rice and vegetables, or you have fish and quinoa, whatever your meal plan allows for, okay? And if your meal plan doesn't allow for meal prepping, then maybe you should consider having a meal plan that does. Because at the end of the day, we're all busy. And you know, unless you like to cook, you love to cook, then I make sure you have a meal plan. All right, last couple things I want to talk about is, even this morning, today's Friday, and my son is back to school. Today's his second day, and we finally got a new battery for his electric car. That has nothing to do with 75 hard, but what it does do is that I was able to rollerblade behind them as they drove their electric car. First, we dropped off Zoe to daycare. That's like 10 minutes maybe, and then we another 10 minutes to Oliver's school, and then I actually had to push the electric car on my rollerblades back home, which does really work your muscles in some unique spots that I didn't realize. You know, muscles could hurt when you bend over and you start pushing with rollerblades. So by the time I rollerbladed the kids to school and it was back home, it was already almost 25, almost 30 minutes, to be honest, of exercise. So I just rollerbladed around my neighborhood, and boom, I was at 45 minutes. I think I ended up rolling for 50 minutes, and I have my first workout out of the way. This is what I'm just saying here, guys, is that there's a lot of moments throughout the day that you can probably, let's say you have to take a phone call from a client, maybe you can go for a walk and take that phone call and you get a workout in, right? So there's a few ways to cheat some workouts in. I mean, cheat, like, you know, cheat is a very sensitive word, especially when you're not supposed to cheat at anything in this program. But you don't have to always be running vigorously, or you don't have to be biking vigorously, or lifting heavy weights every single time, right? What I would suggest is that you do one vigorous workout a day, you know, whatever your goals are. And then your second one could be like a lighter workout, like a walk, even a rollerblade could be lighter, a light bike ride, some of these things. And I often incorporate hanging out with my kids. Like, for example, yesterday was Thursday, and one of my friends is out of town. He asked me to go feed his cats. Each way is a 20-minute walk. So we took the kids, we walked, and of course, Zoe would refuse to go into the stroller. She's two now, you know, a solid 30-pounder. So basically, I rucksacked 30 pounds in my hands there and back. We fed the cats. You know, we really didn't chill at the house too long, maybe 10 minutes. Feed the cats, the kids played with some toys. We were still pretty active in the house. Had to clean stuff, put stuff back so my friend and his family weren't too angry that my kids just rummaged their house. Mostly they played with the cats, and then we walked back. Honestly, it was like an hour and like 20 minutes, an hour and 30 minutes, all said and done, of like walking, going there, back, and I had to lift Zoe and Oliver. Sometimes ran, sometimes they ran, but like I would say 75% of the time I had to push a stroller with my son in it, and also carry Zoe. So 25% of the time they were like running, and I had a scooter too, and he was scootering, but like then he was like, I just want to sit down and let daddy push me. And that's the thing, is I don't mind carrying them and pushing them because I want to get better, I want to exercise. And you can consider that you can easily consider that a workout. So there are some ways, if you use these techniques, okay, as long as you tell people ahead, you know, you develop your willpower, you have plenty of food available to you wherever you go, you stick to only the food on your diet, you can go to restaurants if you need to. Most of the time you're not going to because you need to prep your food, you need to buy your ingredients. But if you have to, if you want to go with family, you want to go to a party, just tell people ahead of time and you will be able to make it. You maybe will sneak in a few workouts here and there, because there are moments where it's like 8 p.m., 8:30. I individually put my kids to sleep because my wife's out with friends or she's doing some errands, whatever. And I got to do my second workout. Sometimes it's fine and sometimes I'm exhausted. So I don't mind sneaking in a workout here or there and then doing a hard workout the next day. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to burn yourself out. You don't want to kill yourself, but you do want to conquer the week. And the last thing I'll tell you guys is I'm doing a run on Saturday, 15 kilometers through a forest. This is the first time I'm doing any of these runs. This is my fourth run this year where I've actually been a little bit more prepared, and I haven't drank any alcohol for 3 weeks. I also ran a 12 kilometer run on Monday, which is kind of a close to simulation of the 15K. 50K is going to be a lot worse because it's going to be through forest, so it's going to be additional hills. But I've taken the last 2 days to really just close my eyes at a relatively early time in the night and pass out. And I've gotten 9 and 8 hours of sleep on 2 consecutive days. So this is the first time I'm also trying to really come in here really restful and ready to go in this race. I'm not a very strong runner by any means. I'm a very average runner, and it's just a fun event. I'll see a lot of people I know. I'm actually going to take the kids this time. My wife agreed to finally go to one of these, and they'll cheer me at the finish line. They'll also play in the forest and have a good time. In the meantime, it's going to be a lovely day tomorrow, just as hot as some of these other days have been, and the 90 degree Fahrenheit plus type of weather. You know, considering September here, you know, it's going to be colder very soon, but so we got to cherish these days. So take care of your sleep, guys. Remember, I told you guys five sleep cycles for 7.5 hours. You're going to be able to feel great and do your workouts every day. If you punish yourself with limited sleep, it's going to be a struggle. Okay. You're going to have to sacrifice something. So win the week by following these rules, getting enough sleep. That's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to sleep really well and I'll run this race. And even just running the whole 15 kilometers without stopping once is going to be is going to be a new record for me, because every other race I've done, I have stopped at some point to catch my breath, get some water, whatever it is. But this time I'm going to try to run the whole thing without stopping. That's my own goal. So, you know, and you guys can think about that too, right? You don't have to be in a race, but you do have to, you will start thinking about, okay, what else can I do now that I've, done 75 for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. You gotta start challenging yourself. But follow these rules on a weekly basis to give yourself a chance to win the week, to have an excellent week. Every week you're getting closer to better and better results, to losing weight, to feeling fitter, to feeling better, to looking better. And one step at a time, one day at a time. Okay, guys, have a wonderful week.